Oh, Coach Spags, he's a great defensive coordinator. He taught me a lot my rookie year, and I'm still dependent on a lot of the things that he taught me when I was a rookie. So hats off to him. He's a great defensive coordinator.
Well, I cover the Saints, and they're bringing him in for the same thing, hoping to end. He's the kind of guy you think would get a charge out of a team coming into a new team.
Oh, yeah, of course. He demands a lot out of you. He breaks down film, and he understands the ins and outs of offenses, which gives him the advantage to be a defensive coordinator. Just a quick story. I remember times him just walking up and down the locker room with his head down and focusing. Then he'll come into the meeting room and, guys, I came up with something. And it's a play that we never practiced, never went over, never thought about, and it works every time.
Well, he's a little bit of a mad adder. He throws a little of everything.
Everything. Yeah. You never know what he's going to do. I don't really remember it.
Okay. Can't help me there. Hey, Aaron, what's the difference?
What's up, man? What's up?
You doing all right? What's the difference between covering Deion Branch and Wes Welker? What are the individual challenges of each wide receiver?
It's a lot of similarities. Both of the guys are really quick, and they have a really good quarterback to give them the ball, but I guess Branch, he's more of an outside receiver, and Wes Welker, he's more of a slot receiver that pretty much runs routes to where you're not. So I guess that might be the only differences between them.
How about a smaller guy like Welker, especially in the slot, if you happen to find him there at some point during the game? What's the key to slowing him down when you're in that space area where it's hard to help him?
Getting your hands on him. That's the only way to slow him down is to get your hands on him and slow him down at the line of scrimmage and give our front four time to get to Brady to mess up the throw.
Finally, how important is it for you guys in the secondary to tackle on Sunday? They get so many of the
yards after catch. Yeah, it's very important. I think we've been doing a tremendous job these past 4 or 5 weeks in tackles after the catch. And that's going to be a big part of it. That's how they get a lot of their yards. He'll turn a 5-yard completion into 20, 30 yards down the field. So that is going to be a big part of it.
Might seem like a simple question. Why is Tom Brady so good?
I don't know. He can make all the throws. He reads defenses really well. And he's been putting his team in the Super Bowl for, three, four times? So... Five, maybe. Well, how many is it? Three, five now. So he's elite quarterback. Yep.